Now let's talk about, since y'all all here, y'all are not dating South Sudanese, and I'm not dating South Sudanese. So I really want to get down to nitty gritty. How come we're not dating each other? Mic check, mic check. He said we're good.
Mic check, yeah. 1, 2, 1, 0, 2.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Ladies of Sosa Roundtable. As you can see, this is a new face. My name is Elwell, and today I'll be introducing my guest. To my right, I have Regina Sima, content creator. To my left, I have Naliba Musa, registered nurse. Let me get that right. I got Emma Alir.
Hey.
And we'll be discussing a few things that's pretty interesting today. So first off, let me ask all of y'all, are y'all single? Because y'all are some pretty ladies, you know, I need to know. Are you single, Regina?
No, I am not. I'm actually engaged.
Ooh, okay, girl. She said she got a ring. Wow. Okay, Emma?
No, I am not.
Wow, okay. Naliba?
Listen, I'm single but dating.
Single but dating. Okay. I guess I'm the only single Pringle here. So you said you're engaged.
Yes.
How long have you been engaged?
I've been engaged since the beginning of pandemic. So that was 2020.
Oh, wow.
3 years now.
Is he a fellow Sudanese?
No, he's not.
He's not. Okay. No. Ooh. And you said you're dating?
I'm dating.
And is he a fellow Sudanese?
He is not.
He's not. Okay, what about you over there, Emma?
No, he is not.
Man, I thought I had some hope. Well, so have you guys always dated, like, non-Sudanese?
No. So, me and my fiancé, we've been together a really long time. We've been together right after high school. So, prior to that, I did date Sudanese. I didn't go into dating thinking I'm going to date just strictly Sudanese or a certain
just
race. Yeah, and that's just the path that God had for me.
Mm-hmm. No, same way. I didn't say, oh, I want this, I want that. It was like whatever comes to the plate.
I think for me, I've always been pretty open, and it's always been something that I talk to my parents about. Like, what do you prefer? And of course, our parents prefer to date a fellow Sudanese person, but I've always just dated different people from different races, different backgrounds. I've just always been pretty open.
So there's no South Sudanese hate train here.
Men, no.
I mean, South Sudanese men hate train over here, okay? My girls just happen to come across men that weren't South Sudanese. So I don't want to hear nobody saying, oh, y'all don't like South Sudanese
no,
men.
No,
that is not the
case. I don't
case.
Like that.
No.
I just feel like people who say that, they're just saying it. They like, do. Come on. Everybody's human. Like, it's a characteristic in somebody that makes you like them, not their race.
Right.
Like, really think about it. Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
It's their character.
Yeah.
You know? I don't go out when the dating world's saying, oh, I'm going to date specifically this person. No. Yeah. It's really about connection, who I meet, who I'm attracted to. They're attracted to me. You know? Pretty open and fluid on that part.
Definitely. I definitely agree. I think it's more of your moral and ethics. I don't think it's a matter of like, hey, he's Sudanese, he's Nigerian, so I'm going to go for him. Yeah. But if it just so happens, you know, that I date somebody of an ethnic group, that's just what happens.
Right.
So if you don't mind asking, what's your man's ethnic?
He's Liberian.
Liberian?
Mm-hmm.
So has there been like a clash in any of like cultural?
Everyday life, no. But there was a big clash when it came to the in-laws. I feel like as Sudanese, we put a lot on our in-laws. There's a big expectation in traditions when it comes to your in-laws. So when it came to that, it was hard to try to bring the two
cultures together.
And some of the tradition I myself am not familiar with. So it was hard for me to kind of tell them what is expected of them coming into my family. And then also in the Sudanese community, the girl or the bride, she's not so involved in the marriage process itself. Like when they came to talk to my family, I literally was placed in a room and I had to sit there and hear or see anything for the whole conversation. Mm. So I'm the median. So right. If I'm not able to tell them what is expected or I'm not able to communicate that, then they don't know what is expected. And then kind of our parents or my family were already kind of have that expectation of you're the in-laws, you're supposed to do X, this, Y, and Z. And yeah.
Right. So that was like kind of foreign to them to have you not in the room, like as they were speaking on you and your like fiance's relationship and how y'all are going forth towards that. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They do that. Yeah. I've seen it before.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't know on the outside, like other ethnic groups didn't do that, like place the women in a whole different area and then have the conversation on that. Right. So I guess that's just like a South Sudanese or Sudanese thing.
Yeah.
Now, dowry?
Dowry? Very good question.
Did they have that discussion?
They are going to have that discussion. For me, it's I'm more doing it, and he's more doing it for the respect. It's not for actually the tradition itself. He's doing it out of respect, and I'm wanting to do it out of respect for my parents.
Right. And the culture, too.
And the culture. And the culture.
Mm-hmm. I think reality-wise, that's the only reason why I would do it for the respect. If it was up to me, I've spoken to my dad about this before. Like, honestly, me and him think it should be abolished. But especially in the Western world, because there's a lot of things that come with it, you know? That we possibly won't subscribe to here. Yeah. I'm sorry. If your dad's side of the family's name is Ding, and I have a son, your son is not getting named Ding. I hate to break it to you. And that comes with dowry. Like, that's what comes with it. You know?
Like, they get to write out what they want.
Exactly. I'm not doing that. If I don't like the names of your family, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, I have a question. I know you said before, like, you have dated Sudanese in the past, and now you're not. So, have you guys dated South Sudanese men before?
I have not.
Have not?
Yeah.
Me either, sis.
I have.
You have? Yes. Now, you don't have to, if you don't want to go into it, but your experience on dating South Sudanese men, how was that?
I don't know what to say about it. I just feel like dating is just dating. Yeah. Anybody can act a certain way. Like, people like to say, like, oh, Sudanese men, they're this. But anybody can be all those characteristics, like, oh, whatever they say, unfaithful or...
Yeah. I only ask that because I know people like to use their past experiences to dictate how they are going to move about. Which is why, like you say, that's why we see the quote-unquote South Sudanese hate train, because a lot of women have had, you know, bad experiences with South Sudanese men. So now they're like, oh, nah, I'm not doing that no more.
Which is not fair, because you're not giving people a chance to prove themselves, especially in our community. Because people are so quick to shut them down, you know? Everybody is different.
Very true.
Yeah.
True. I don't know.
I have a lot to say.
I don't know, because I've never dated South Sudanese man. Yeah. But I can see where those people that are saying that, just in general, say it, not only South Sudanese, if it was like just a Nigerian man or a Congolese man, only because... if I've only had bad experiences, you know, what if I come across another bad experience?
Yeah.
But I understand you cannot put everything that happened with this relationship onto another person.
Right.
So. Now let's talk about, since y'all all here, y'all are not dating South Sudanese, and I'm not dating South Sudanese. So I really want to get down to nitty gritty. How come we're not dating each other?
Honestly, the reason why for me has been growing up. You know, I grew up with a lot of South Sudanese people and North Sudanese, you know, and we grew up as kids and we were all conditioned to call them cousins, family, this, that, and the third. And it's not until I got older when my family broke it down to me. They're like, actually, they're not really your cousin. You know, we just went back in Sudan, like we grew up together and we, you know, came here and, you know, we're close. So they're basically your family. So to like break away from that is really hard to like see them outside of them being your family cousin. Or your cousin. Yeah. Unless it's somebody that I haven't met, that's a Sudanese person that I didn't grow up with, don't know any of that, then that's different. But like in our community, since it is small, there's not a lot of Sudanese people here. Like compared to Nigerians or Ghanaians, like it's a small community of us. So,
but let me interject, because we don't even have to just meet each other in person no more. There's literally the aspect of social media. We don't have to just be seeing each other like, oh, at a party, because you know parties come few and far, you know.
Yeah,
but I see South Sudanese man on Twitter, okay, on Facebook, on Instagram every second, and I'm like, oh, he fine. Okay. But then I have to look through his, you know, social media. And listen, y'all gonna hate this point, but there's a light skin right there next to him. There's a Mexiki right there next to him. So I understand the aspect. I understand the aspect of like the cousins, because for sure I'm like, oh, my parents have broken down. No, you can't date this person because that's really your cousin. Or there's people that I grew up with that I just can't see like that.
Exactly.
Because they're family.
Right.
But the reality of it really is, when you put all that aside, mm-hmm, South Sudanese men are not dating South Sudanese women.
That's very true too.
Yeah, that's the reality of it. Maybe they're having kids with each other, but they're not actually dating and marrying. And when it comes from what I've seen, I think South Sudanese men treat women of other ethnic groups, they put them at a higher pedestal than when it comes to South Sudanese women. Right. And, you know, we've seen South Sudanese women attest to this all over social media. And I think that's why they have the trauma of and not, don't want to date South Sudanese anymore. They technically going out. My mom says, the Congolese are coming and taking us. Because in the Dallas area, there's a lot of Congolese and South Sudanese that are like, you know, dating each other, marrying, or having kids with each other. And I also was having a conversation with my parents and aunties about how we have not seen South Sudanese marriages.
Yeah.
The ones that we have seen are the millennials.
Like back in the day, it used to be a wedding after wedding after wedding.
Yeah. And the weddings that are happening now are the older people. Like, yeah. You know, the people who are under 35, if they are getting married, they're getting married to other ethnic groups. Right. And I just want to know why that is. Like, I don't understand. Our South Sudanese women are beautiful, but this is not actually pushing that you have to date a South Sudanese. Because if that's not what for you, then that's what's for you. Like, if you truly, like, you know, encounter someone who truly loves you, that's not South Sudanese, whether they're black, white, orange, then that's what, you know, nobody's going to come between that. You should go where you're loved. At the end of the day, you should go where you're loved. But I just want to know, how come we're not loving each other? That's the question. How come we're not loving on each other? Because reality is, people gravitate towards people that look like them. When I look at all of our other communities, I see a lot of marriages within. Yeah. But then when I look in our community, it's scarcity. So I just want to know, what's the gag? What's going on? What's the tea?
Yeah.
We need to know.
That is a tough one.
It's a tough
one. That is a very tough one.
It's a doozy.
One.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like some of our youth are a little lost.
Yeah. A lot.
So it's like we're trying to be Americanized, and we're kind of forgetting our own culture. So when it comes to dating, we don't put that as a priority to continue building a South Sudanese families.
Yeah.
So, and living in a diaspora, it's very easy to interact with different cultures, and it's easy access. I don't know the last time I was in a room with this many South Sudanese that wasn't planned. So work, mostly different ethnicities. I never worked with a South Sudanese person at my job that I was hired at. School, I knew a few, and most of those people, a couple of them, I already knew since childhood.
Right.
So I think those two things kind of play a role into why we're not dating each other and building more South Sudanese.
I definitely agree with
families.
That, because I personally think it's just an American problem.
Yeah.
Because when I look into when I talk to my friends in Australia, or like when just discussing it, they don't have that much of a problem.
Right.
Because all of the people there are like African diaspora. So if they're not around South Sudanese, they're around another type of African. But even then, they stick with each other. So they're usually dating or they're marrying with, as in here, it's a melting pot. You have, you know, you have your African Americans, you have your Nigerians. It's a lot more of other ethnic groups here. Like, yeah. So
it's more diverse. And I feel like in, you know, other like countries, Australia, Canada, like there's more opportunities for Sudanese people to get together, to be around each other, to do things together and actually want to do things together versus here, we're pretty much, it feels more spread out.
Yeah, it's very limited.
Very limited. Like you brought up a really great point. Like at work, I don't work with Sudanese people. I don't. Or the places I go to, I don't see them often unless I go out to the like party scenes. And that's just me being real. You know,
that's real.
Yeah.
Like that just maybe if I go out, hookah lounge, you know, whatever I'm the case may be, I'm a
singer. I'm a singer.
But like, other than that, like, I don't see them as often as I would like to. It's not that I don't want to date Sudanese people. I would love to, but it's the opportunities to see them is limited, especially here in Texas.
And also another thing is, I feel like we live in a generation or at a time right now where most Sudanese youth are leveling up. Mm-hmm. So the interactions of meeting someone at a party and that's who you want to date is not what it is anymore. Like, we want to see
like intentional dating.
Yeah, intentional dating, more Sudanese people that are in higher positions or that are doing something for themselves. And that's where we meet them, but we don't get that chance as often. So,
right.
Yeah. Because the more you level up and you start to establish yourself, you would want to actually start intentionally dating someone that you could see yourself with in the long run.
Right. Yes. On your level or doing better.
On your level or doing better. Mm-hmm. And sometimes establishments like hookah lounges or clubs, you not necessarily think like, oh, that's a place like, oh, you would want to meet somebody.
Yeah.
Not saying that it can't happen. It can definitely happen. Yeah, but that's just not an establishment. You would want to meet somebody that you could do life with in the long run.
Yeah.
And you're right. That definitely could be a problem because if we're all meeting each other at hookah lounges and clubs and we're all like, oh, nah, like, I met you at a hookah lounge and club. This ain't going to go nowhere.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
If that's our only meeting point.
Because there's its own culture in itself. Like when you meet somebody, culture-wise, like you meet somebody at a hookah lounge club or whatever, like
they're gonna stay there.
Yeah.
Right. And it's fast after that, if you know what I mean. Yeah. It's not sustainable. It's not long. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I totally agree.
And that's not saying that it can't happen.
Yeah. I know not at all.
Some people be like, oh, no. it can definitely happen. It's just that's not the reality of what usually happens.
Yeah. Right.
So what do you say to the South Sudanese men that claim that they are losing their girls to men of different cultures and races? I say it's jet. That's what I say. It's all jet. You guys are just chatting jet. Because you have to actually sit back and listen, you know, and understand why are those girls even going to different cultures and races. That even goes back to what we were saying, whether it be because, hey, that's my, I think you're my cousin, even if you're not my cousin. I grew up with you. I can't see you that way. B, maybe we're not on the same playing level. Hate to break it. And that goes into the Hajjuba. Remember Hajjuba talking about, oh my gosh, why isn't a dude dating a South Sudanese man?
Oh, I didn't like that.
Whenever she was dating Runtown.
That was crazy.
First of all, how much is a dude worth? I wanted them to realize that. How much is a dude worth for her to be dating? Was there a South Sudanese man on her level of caliber?
Oh.
For that money-wise?
Oh.
No. So I need everybody to understand that then. She can date Runtown because Runtown had the money for her.
Yeah.
Please.
And sorry.
People also for fail to realize that her prior history, she was dating South Sudanese men.
Yeah.
She was dating South Sudanese men before that. But because she came popped out with one man that was South Sudanese.
One.
Everybody said, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like,
that doesn't even make sense. And even going back to the question, say let's not talk about the models. Let's talk about our everyday regular, you know, girl. Maybe they're going to the other races and cultures because they're getting treated right.
I tried. I can't even lie to y'all. I really did try.
Like, maybe that's why. Like,
yeah.
Like,
and
I
got loved completely by a whole different race.
Exactly. You go
the way I wanted it to
be. You go where you're loved.
Right.
So if the girls are going to other cultures and other races or ethnic groups, that's because they're being loved how they want to be loved. And, I mean, and we can't complain about that. At the end of the day, that's ideally our goal, for everyone to be loved how they want to be loved.
Right. And we have the opportunity to date other people from different races because we are in a melting pot. We're in America. We're in Dallas. Like, there's so many different races and ethnicities where we can explore. So our options aren't limited.
I would like to bring up a point, too, because I always say that, you know, the difference between South Sudanese women and South Sudanese men, right? Us growing up, we also have to understand, like, colorism and everything. A lot of, as much as South Sudanese men don't like to say, a lot of reasons they might not want to date South Sudanese women is because they're colorist. And that has to, no, people might be like, oh, wow, woo, but it's very true. Because how are all y'all with these light skins and Mexicis? But, and your, that's your preference, you know? That's your preference, but that has to do with a lot of background, you know, background historical context. And South Sudanese women, as dark-skinned women, we can go and be like, oh, we can date other places, right? And we can come and date South Sudanese men. Say I'm coming, say I dated light-skinned, say I dated an African-American, and I want to come and date a South Sudanese man. The crazy part is a lot of South Sudanese men might not be checking for me because what? I'm a dark-skinned South Sudanese woman. Mm-hmm. As in South Sudanese men, you can go find you your little light-skinned that you want to, you know, play with, do whatever. But guess what? You can come back to a South Sudanese woman and find South Sudanese woman ready to be with you. Because at the end of the day, ideally, we want to be with South Sudanese men. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between us. Y'all can go out in the community, do whatever you want, and come back. We can't do that. Even if I go out in the community, I'm going out the community, I'm staying out the community for a reason. Because mm-hmm. I was never loved and cherished in my community, so that's why I went out.
Period.
Y'all don't have, there's a different aspect to it. And that's what y'all need to understand. So if the South Sudanese men that are complaining about, oh, the girls are going to different cultures and races, yeah, you can shut it because you had your opportunity. Like, she went out for a reason, and let her be, and let her be loved. Thank you.
And on that point too, let's not forget, even growing up, like how the Sudanese men would treat us, the girls, like picking on our skin, like even. I'm
darker
the same,
than me. Not
the
even
same skin color.
Darker
like
than
that.
Me.
That was definitely an experience.
Experience.
So that definitely plays a big part for many Sudanese women.
It's unforgettable.
You know,
it's unforgettable.
Outside like, of it's their like race. It happened yesterday.
It's unforgettable. There's actually people I see, and I just think like, wow, you really sat there with your homeboys, and you darker than me, making fun of me. Be for real. Back home, it's not necessarily saying it to your face, but it's like, hey, you get married.
Yeah.
Go ahead and pick up that crane.
Yeah.
And start using it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Slide it over.
You know? No, I literally had an auntie tell my auntie that, like, hey, and she was freshly married. She has such nice skin tone all evening. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, you know, you're about to have a kid. Go ahead and make sure you use that cream. And I looked at her like, you better not pick that up.
Yeah.
You better not. We're in America, first of all. And why, if she's not doing it already, why are you trying to push that upon her?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. So
that
like,
stuff is so weird.
Back home, it's not necessarily like a matter of like, hey, you're dark skin, ill. But it's like, in the, you it's already there. Know the context.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I will say, when I went to Sudan to visit my mom's side of the family, like, I remember my auntie saying, thank God she didn't start bleaching. Like, that just,
the aunties that are aware.
Forget that, because when I looked around to see like a lot of my other relatives and how they bleach their skin, I was just like,
it's really sad.
It's sad.
It is.
But even thinking back, they did that just for men. Yeah. Think about that. It's all because they're doing it for men. Oh, because you want to be desirable. Yeah. And this is how you're going to be desirable if you start bleaching. And no, but I think personally, if we all want to see future South Sudanese marriages where it's like a South Sudanese or South Sudanese, we actually have to mingle, whether it be in person or on social media. Don't be afraid to be hopping that man's DMs or that lady's DMs. And also, actually, when it comes to the aspect of like the colorism thing, like I was speaking on, just a matter of y'all actually taking the time to self-reflect, understanding that you're projecting your insecurities upon a woman, or you're projecting your insecurities upon a man. So you need to sit down, do some self-work, go to therapy. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So that way you're not going around, you know, self-inflicting pain on other people. And then when it comes to the cousins thing, man, we got to sit down and learn our lineage. Because that's not your cousin. He right. The uncle was right. That's not your cousin. And, you know, if you possibly think he has some, you know, his moral ethics or some characteristics that you like, why not? Why not try that out?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I see anybody that's not my cousin that I can do that. But y'all maybe, if you have a cousin that you thought that was your cousin, that's not really your cousin, you can shoot your shot at that. Shoot your that. And your family might be very happy because they already know him.
I feel like they will.
They already know him. So they'll be like, yeah. That's reality wise. That's, I think those are the only solutions that we can do. Know your lineage.
Right.
Go to therapy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more community events. Actual healthy community events. Not every day shisha. Not every day drinking.
Yeah.
Some events where
there's
we can
more
actually,
to life, y'all.
Exactly. Where we can actually have fun and see your personality.
Yeah.
That's really all we can do.
Yeah, I would also say.
Oh yeah, let's get advice from the one that got the ring. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say look within. See what makes you, you know, unique and what you have to offer to other people. I can say, like, for example, my parents, my dad loves my mom to death, but he never bought her flowers. So use that as a metaphor. Have those wonderful qualities of a strong South Sudanese man, but also buy the flowers.
Yeah.
The girls... We love the soft life. So
we love it too.
Yeah, I say just work on you and it'll come. South Sudanese girls have so much love to give. And if you give her the right love and treat her right, she'll give you that back 10 times more.
10 times more.
Come on. I love that.
Yes.
10 times. Yeah, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
So that's the end of the roundtable with our women, and all our women are going to plug their socials and let us know where they're from.
Regina, I am from Belinda. My social is Regina Sima, Regina Sima.
My name is Aluel. I'm from Madinga Wood, American thing. My socials are The Beauty Motive, TheBeautyMotiv on all platforms.
Hey, I'm Naliba. I'm from the Nuba tribe. My social media is Naliba_M, NYALIBA_M.
I'm Emma, and my social media platform is EastAfricanQueen_3. And I'm Dinka Bor.
And next, we'll be seeing the guys' response to all the stuff that we just talked about. So stay tuned.